This is The Radical Therapist, a space where we explore the intersections of collaborative therapy, philosophy, art, and science and technology in a post-Freud, post-psychology world.
Welcome to The Radical Therapist. This is your host, Chris Hoff. We are now at episode number 60. And as always, thanks for tuning in. Today we're going to do a quick one. It's going to be me talking about, is being non-judgmental enough in counseling and therapy? So it's off a YouTube video I did, and I guess I want to talk about that. I just have a couple new videos up on the YouTube channel. If you've not gone to the YouTube channel, you might want to check it out. Just go to YouTube and search The Radical Therapist, and it'll come up. I just did a video. I was in Vegas for a few days for spring break, and did a Instagram Live on risk in the city of risk, arguably the city of risk, and got a really great response. So I kind of took that idea and put it onto YouTube. And so go check it out if you haven't seen it. I tell a little bit about my own story and my professional life, and some of the risks that I had to take, or I chose to take, which led me to where I'm at now, and for which I'm quite grateful. But so go check that out, the Radical Therapist YouTube channel, and subscribe, like, comment the videos, or share if you think somebody might find them worthwhile. There's a few up there now if you haven't been there, with lots of different topics, and there's more coming. So thank you for that. But without further ado, why don't we just get into it? This kind of video that I did was based on a paper written by John Winslade that I really liked, on kind of Carl Rogers' work and then moving into Michel Foucault's work, and this idea is being non-judgmental enough when and then kind of moving into Foucault's work about normalizing judgment out in the world. So in this video, I ask the question, is being non-judgmental enough in counseling and therapy? And I explore the rationale for withholding judgment in therapy through Carl Rogers' ethic of prizing. But then argue that this kind of non-judgment in the therapeutic setting only goes so far. And then I briefly examine the work, it's a lot, of Michel Foucault and his work around normalizing judgment in the modern world, and how these kinds of tactics of normalizing judgment create measurements, techniques of measurement in our lives that we tend to measure our lives against. And I think a lot of people listening might be able to identify with that. So this is a little piece of work on that. And if you're interested in learning more, I will link the article in the show notes. So look for that. Or if you want to see me talking about it, go to the YouTube channel, the Radical Therapist YouTube channel, and you can see it there. So without further ado, here's me talking about, is non-judgmental enough in counseling and therapy? Today, I thought we would kind of take on the idea of being non-judgmental in therapy, and is that enough? And so I think we can all agree now at this point, hopefully, that through common factors research and other research, that kind of the most important factor, I guess is one way of putting it, to successful, effective therapy or counseling is the therapeutic relationship or therapeutic alliance. And one of the contributors to that, in common factors research at least, is Carl Rogers' core conditions. And we're gonna rely on the saint of non-judgment here to guide us in this talk of being non-judgmental, and is that enough? But common factors points to Rogers' core conditions as very important in effective therapy. And what I wanted to kind of talk about today, though, is this idea is being non-judgmental enough. But let's start with the work of Carl Rogers. And so Carl Rogers' work was more around non-judgment was more of an ethical attitude than, say, a technique. I know oftentimes I think I've come to understand Roger's work as being really misunderstood as just this kind of, you know, kind of posture of reflection or paraphrasing or minimal encouragers, that kind of thing. And I've come to understand it now later as something really, really powerful in creating this space for effective therapy, a space for creating a therapeutic alliance, for contributing to a productive therapeutic relationship. And so I know some people make fun of his approach to therapy, but I think that's a misunderstanding. And Rogers was really concerned with withholding personal judgment, and this idea connected to his idea of prizing each person he met, and this prizing contributed to the therapeutic relationship, that he was very interested to kind of really understand, like this kind of radical listening that would allow him to kind of enter into the client's worlds in a way that was completely non-judgmental. Rogers had some ideas about, or argued that that there were some detrimental effects to judgment and the therapeutic process. I mean, this is a guy, Carl Rogers, who in 1951 or around that time was said something to the effect that if you put a diagnosis on somebody, you've harmed the therapeutic relationship. Now, I think people are beginning to understand the detrimental effects of labeling or single-storying people or that kind of thing. But Carl Rogers back in 1951 was saying these things, and just way ahead of his time. So just for that, I think we got to give him a lot of respect. But anyway, so some of the effects that Carl Rogers believed that non-judgment could do is that, it would have the potential to harm the therapeutic relationship, absolutely. Two, it would undermine trust and the building of rapport in the therapeutic relationship. Trust, very important. Rapport, very important in the therapeutic relationship. Three, it would interfere with the development of therapeutic empathy. It would have you maybe positioned or have you take on a lens in a particular way of looking at who might be consulting you for your help in a particular way that was not helpful and would damage the therapeutic relationship. And then finally, four, it could potentially create an experience of dependence on the expert judgments of the counselor. And I don't know about you, but one of the things I'm really interested in is creating, or one of the main purposes of the work that I do in counseling and in the therapeutic setting is hopefully restoring a personal agency. So, and obviously judgment or the effects of judgment by the therapist or the counselor could definitely undermine that. So, but is that enough? Is being non-judgmental in a therapeutic space enough? And to answer that question, we're going to look at this guy, Michel Foucault, and who did work around his analysis of professional relationships or professional practices created this idea of normalizing judgment, and normalizing judgment extends Rogers' kind of effects of judgment, but it takes it out into the modern world. And Foucault initially was interested in the role the disciplines of psychiatry and psychology had begun to play in the governing of people's lives, okay? And so Foucault suggests that the chief development of these disciplines was the technique of normalization. And this allowed for people to be judged for who they were rather than for what they did. And it was a way of what Foucault said was governing the soul, okay? So the argument here is that these techniques of normalization have set up what Foucault called technologies of measurement that often go along a kind of a scale or a norm. And now people can be designated, used to be, you know, when religious morality was kind of the power of the day, it has now shifted to, you know, professional
what do I want to say, technologies, techniques, from psychology and psychiatry. Now we get designated not so much as good or bad, but normal or abnormal, right? And so now judgments along the normal or abnormal axis has an importance in modern life, Foucault would say. And so what does this mean for our work? So Rogers demonstrated that non-judgment was necessary and for the therapeutic relationship, for creating that space, this holding space, where good work could be done. But does it help enough with folks that have internalized or are experiencing systemic oppression, or folks that are going to leave our office after 50 minutes, right, and go out into a world with all these technologies of measurement? So Foucault would say, no, it's not enough, that non-judgment is not enough in the therapeutic setting because of the world that waits our clients out there, that is just has all kinds of technologies of measurement or judgment, right? So Foucault gave us a way to make visible the judgment the clients experience in everyday life. And a shift must happen if therapy is to stay relevant in this modern time. So the shift from being not judgmental to making visible, normalizing judgment, Foucault would argue, or in some other writers like John Winslade, whose article I'm basically taking this idea from, who I'll link in the show notes, or the notes down there, would say that yes, Rogers' work was revolutionary, important, still important today, even maybe even more so, but that Foucault extends that non-judgmental work out into the modern world where all these technologies of measurement are, and that our clients are going to, you know, leave our offices and go out to. And Foucault gave us a way to make these technologies of measurement visible. And so what I will be doing in future episodes is maybe talking more specifically about practices, about how we might make these technologies of measurement, these normalizing judgments, these discourses that are dominant in people's lives, make them more visible so we can help those that seek our help. So hopefully this was helpful. This is a lot that I tried to jam into a short period of time. Please hit the like button, subscribe, leave me a comment, let me know what you thought. And like I said, there'll be some other episodes coming where we'll get a little more into the practice about how we can make this normalizing judgment, these technologies, more visible. So my name is Dr. Chris Hoff. This has been another episode of The Radical Therapist. Thanks for watching.
Well, that's our show. And as always, thanks for listening. And you can reach out to us, me, via email at theradicaltherapist@gmail.com. We're all over the social medias, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Come like the Facebook page. Come follow me on Instagram, either Dr. Chris Hoff or at The Radical Therapist. I have two sites on Instagram, and it'd be great to connect with you there. And I'm not a great Twitterer, but The Radical Therapist is on Twitter at The Rad Therapist. So come check us out. And as always, I appreciate any feedback. Shoot me a message, drop a line, go be part of the community. So as always, I'm Dr. Chris Hoff. This has been The Radical Therapist Podcast. Thanks for listening.